USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is from Larry and Cynthia Brown. We are devastated by the events of El Paso and pray for the victims of this tragedy.
That's the spokesperson for grandparents of a North Texas man accused of killing 20 people in an El Paso Walmart on Saturday before he was taken into custody, a crime that's being called an act of domestic terrorism by federal officials. The spokesperson for Larry and Cynthia Brown, reading the statement to reporters saying Patrick Crucius moved out of their home a little over a month ago.
He moved out of our house 6 weeks ago and has spent a few nights here while we were out of town.
Hours later, a gunman opened fire in Dayton, Ohio, killing 9 before police killed him. President Trump is scheduled to address the nation about the mass shootings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
We told you at the top of the newscast that President Trump is planning to address the nation about two mass shootings over the weekend from the White House at 10 a.m. Eastern today. He did talk about it with reporters as he was leaving New Jersey to head back to Washington last night.
We have done much more than most administrations, and it's not really not talked about very much, but we've done actually a lot, but perhaps more has to be done. But this is also a mental illness problem. If you look at both of these cases, this is mental illness.
North Carolina, the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. Governor Roy Cooper citing high suicide rates by those who've undergone that therapy when he signed the executive order that prevents state money from being used to try and change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
All children in the nation's largest detention center for migrant children have been relocated with the upcoming tropical wave on the radar in South Florida. USA's Wendy King has details.
Children who remained in the center at Homestead were picked up in vans early on Saturday morning. Two federal sources told the Miami Herald that the children moved are not coming back to Homestead, and for this reason, they will have massive layoffs. About 4,000 employees are expected to lose their jobs. The facility had to narrow its population to abide by safety regulation and reduce that by at least 700 to evacuate for a tropical storm or hurricane. Many of the children were reunited with their families during the effort to downsize, but hundreds still lack sponsors and will age out of the system. Once an unaccompanied minor turns 18, they are handcuffed and shackled and booked into an adult U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility. Attorneys say the facility failed to comply with the rules about federal government care for unaccompanied migrant children. They say they were harmed by lengthy detention at Homestead and were subject to prison-like rules. They feared breaking the rules, such as taking a long shower or even hugging or touching their own siblings, or not finishing their meal would hurt their chances of being reunited with their loved ones. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.